I speak to Herbert Muchamp of the New York Times, who is doing a review of one of my buildings. Herbert has been very nice to me over the years, and I hope he continues to be. But regardless, he is a truly talented architecture critic and a really great guy. 3 p.m. Bill Rancic, winner of the first season of The Apprentice, is here to visit. My staff greets him warmly, and he makes the rounds of the office to meet all his new colleagues. I think he'll fit in nicely, and we're happy to have him aboard. We have a meeting in my office with Charlie Reese, Russell Flicker, and Don Jr. Charlie oversees the Trump Tower Chicago development. Bill is handling everything well and does not seem to be daunted by the heavy pressure to do a good job. I have to say, his focus is impressive, and I hope it stays that way. 3:45 p.m. I make a call to my good friend John Myers of GE. His son was wounded in Iraq, and I want to know how he is doing. John Burke and Scott Butero come in for a meeting, and we are interrupted by a fire drill. Since September 11th, I find that people no longer complain very much about the once inconvenient fire drills. They're very important. John is an executive vice president and treasurer, and Scott is the director of corporate finance and strategic development. Scott is a great young talent who will soon be heading the casino company. We discuss casino operations and refinancing, specifically the Credit Suisse First Boston investment in the proposed recapitalization of the casino companies. It is very interesting. 4:30 p.m. Robert Morgenthau, one of the greatest of the greats, calls. His dedicated work for the Police Athletic League has been ongoing for 40 years now, and he is one of the most respected prosecutors in the history of the American justice system. We will be honoring him at the annual PAL Superstar Dinner at the Pierre Hotel in June, and I am pleased to be the chairman of this event. We are looking to raise $1.7 million for PAL, a record. Bill Clinton will be the presenter. Bill Carter of the New York Times calls to ask me some questions about The Apprentice. Bill is a very talented and respected television reporter who was the first to point out that it was not merely the success of The Apprentice on Thursday nights that was so impressive, but in particular, the tremendous success that The Apprentice had when it was rerun on Wednesday nights and many times on CNBC. Bill felt that without all of these weekly reruns, the numbers on Thursday nights would have been even better, if that is possible. Rick Riley of Sports Illustrated calls, but I don't take his call. People have told me that Rick is, to put it nicely, not an accurate reporter. And after reading his chapter on me in his book, Who's Your Caddy? I would actually go one step further and say that he lies. Many of his statements in the chapter about me, at least, were totally false, especially the claim that I go around calling everybody baby. The rest is too trivial to mention. But even though Rick, for the purpose of his book, was supposed to be my caddy, I talked him into a match with me. Rick is a good golfer, a 5 handicap, but he had a bad day. We played with no strokes, and at the end of 9 holes, he was 9 down, and at the end of 18 holes, he was 14 down. Rick told me it was the worst beating he had ever had, and I told him there was no way he would mention this in his book. He said, "No, Donald, I will indeed mention it. I got creamed." I again reiterated that you will never say how badly you lost. In the end, he made reference to losing, but nothing like what really happened that day. Only the caddies and my staff know for sure. Well, at least Rick said that Trump National Golf Club in Westchester is a great course. I have a feeling I won't be playing with Rick again.